Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Last week when I was here, I was barking at the federal government spending $50 billion to bail out airline companies making billions in profits. United, at last count, $41 billion. Delta, $44 billion. American Airlines, $45 billion. Now a follow-up. How is it the airlines can make that kind of money? Well, among several things, they are running an airline refund racket. Because of coronavirus, many people are caught in the racket and are losing money. The way the refund racket works is you buy an airline ticket and have a reservation, but the airline needs to cancel or delay your flight until you can't get to where you're going on time. So you choose not to fly, and you ask for a refund, and you're told you can't have a refund, but you can have a voucher for traveling, sometime next year. But you don't want a voucher. You don't know if you'll travel next year or even have a job next year. What you want, please, because you need it, is your money back. Sorry, says the airline, no money back. It's our policy, which you can read on your purchase order. Well, that's true. You can read it if you have a magnifying glass for small print. That's the airline refund racket, a voucher for you, your money for the airline. You don't have the money you paid for the ticket. The airline has it and is keeping it to make money on the virus crisis. Shame on the airline. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.